Her blood stained the water of the pool. Pain. It was one of the things that bound her. Her blood a reminder that all things could feel, all things could suffer, and nothing the witch had done could change that. Now, as the steam rose and white stars burst in the cavern depths, she wondered how much of this the witch had foreseen. Perhaps the girl would have come anyway, even if she had killed the father. Perhaps it was woven into the fabric of her prison that she would never be at peace, that always the mountain would rise, sending another of its envoys to the heights to break what should be left unbroken. I could have brought winter down on all of them. The thought drove away the pain, filling her with a savage longing. She could have let him keep the rose. She could have let it take root there in that scrap of a cottage on the edge of Lochland land and put out tendrils of frost, eclipsing all hope of spring. She smiled, the bitterness rising like bile. She could have driven cold into the marrow of their bones before the end, regardless of the cost. Instead, she had Rowan.